Our suburbs and countryside have been invaded. That's the eerie sound of the European red fox. Since it was introduced for recreational hunting in 1855, it's spread across most of Australia, taking a terrible toll on native animals and preying on newborn lambs.
They adapted very well, even though they don't come from Australia originally, and perhaps there is a reason for this. They carry perhaps the secret for their success, which is good microorganisms that will help them in a number of processes.
Dr. Gustavo Sequeira is a Sunshine Coast-based scientist who founded the Cluster Biotechnology Group. The startup company is putting nature under the microscope to discover microorganisms and bacteria that Dr. Sequeira believes could transform medical science, food production, and preservation. And he says a fox played a part in a major breakthrough.
Yeah, so it was a bit by accident. We came across fox nest, which was supposed to be culled, and instead of just culling animals as a result of pest management, we decided for collecting samples and just trying our chances and see what we can do. We used one of our screening methods, which is called antimicrobial production. So anything that produces an antimicrobial has the capacity to potentially kill bad bacteria and fungi, and it could eventually be applied as a new tool for agriculture, for biomedicine, for medical devices, for all these things.
What Dr. Sequeira discovered, he believes, could turn our world of wasted food on its head. From avocados to bananas and tomatoes, produce has been dipped or sprayed with the fox microorganisms. And he says he's dramatically stopped the rot.
We found out that when we use these microorganisms in a very specific kind of formulation, which was developed by our company, we have been getting many weeks, and I'm talking as little as 2 weeks, but up to 45 days of produce longevity or shelf life extension.
Dr. Sequeira says the microorganism does that by producing a beneficial biofilm of good bacteria that protects produce against one of the biggest enemies in agriculture, external attack and injury caused by bad bacteria and fungi.
But also the same good biofilm that comes from these bacteria we discovered is reducing ripening by reducing the production of ethylene, which is a gas associated with ripening.
How do you know this is safe?
The solution that was tested and found to be functional as a biopreservative and found to be safe in animals and then in other laboratory experiments as well, but then ultimately we test on ourselves and spray on the soft side of our forearm. And once you observe absolutely no reaction, you assume it's safe. But then after that, we actually went further and we did a bit more. We consumed all produce that was sprayed with our product. We did this for ourselves to prove that point, but also to increase the levels of safety, thinking about the population out there as well.
Cluster Biotechnology has called the product Apical Foodie, and Dr. Sequeira is working with an agronomist to begin pre-harvest field trials using sprinklers. A spokesperson for the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority says it doesn't require registration because it doesn't meet the definition of an agricultural product under the AgVet code. Food Standards Australia and New Zealand is currently working with the company to understand more about the product and whether an application is needed to use it on fruit and vegetables that have already been picked.
It does not cause harm to plants, to animals, and it does not alter the effect or the function of other products out there.
How viable is it to use?
We're talking about an application that will cost between 7 and 9 cents per 250 grams of produce. So it's very, very low cost. And in terms of return, we are looking at potentially bringing back between 30 and 50% revenue increase among farmers, growers, exporters, distributors, but also commercial kitchens. And for families out there, we would be looking at $1,000 savings a year just out of food waste, food that is good food but would end up in the bin eventually. In the world right now, we're looking at 1/3 of produce going into the bins, but at the same time, the methods that we have been using for many, many years to harvest and then further preserve, thinking about export, logistics, transportation, but also storage, they are not up to standard. So doing a lot of research, we came to conclusion that we can offer something better.